Good morning, church. It's my awesome privilege this morning to share with us briefly in this year 2020 edition of our program, Graced. We've already listened to Pastor Ebunoluede's powerful message on the subject, What is Grace? And it is my assignment this morning to press a little further into the subject of grace in the next 15 minutes, speaking on the sufficiency of grace. My assignment is to speak on the topic, His grace is sufficient. The word grace, as many of us may have heard at one point or the other in our Christian experience, is the Greek word charis, which is used in the New Testament about 155 times. And so, of course, it is impossible to go through all of the passages of scripture that talk about grace, even in a two-hour sermon. What I will attempt to do within this short period that we have is to direct us this morning to a number of verses of scripture that I am convinced by the Holy Spirit that He would want us to consider to bring more light to this issue in our hearts. And I trust in the power of the Holy Spirit to concretize this magnificent reality to us. The very first passage that I want us to turn to is in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8. This is a verse of scripture that never ceases to amaze me. This verse seems to me to be one of the most comprehensive statements on grace in the whole of scripture. It says, "And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work." This statement, written by the Apostle Paul as inspired by the Holy Spirit, is an incredible statement. Notice, for instance, all of the amazing superlatives that Paul used. In the first instance, it is God who orchestrates all of these things. And then God makes all grace available. Third, God makes all grace available in abundance. Fourthly, all of that grace in abundance is available always. Fifth, we have all sufficiency. Sixth, we have all sufficiency in all things. And then seventh of all of this grace available in abundance always, and then we have all sufficiency in all things, and then we are bound in every good work. See, we really do not have the time to unpack these glorious implications and applications of this verse, but I will just say here that though the immediate context in which the Apostle Paul was writing to the Corinthian church was about God's provision of our material needs and our act of giving, this verse will suggest to us that the grace of God is sufficient for every issue of the spiritual life. See, that is why in verse 14 of the same chapter, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, Paul goes ahead to describe this grace as exceeding grace. It is grace that exceeds all of our need. And in fact, as Paul continued to consider this concept, he got to verse 15 of 2 Corinthians chapter 9, and he just couldn't restrain himself, and thanksgiving burst forth from his heart as he wrote the words, "Thanks be to God for His unspeakable or His indescribable gift." The grace of God is indeed unspeakable and indescribable. A few years ago, right about the time, soon after a colleague in my office joined us in the clinic, he read a few of my articles and heard me speak a few times within the clinic. And then he said to me one day, he said, "Grace must be your most favorite topic in scripture." I smiled and I asked him, "What else should be?" I know that many people like many other topics, but the greatest and most powerful of all of our spiritual realities in Christ are circumscribed and energized by grace. Pastor Ebun has graciously defined grace for us as the expression of God's love, goodness, and mercy to mankind through the death of Christ Jesus that is not based on merit or work. She gave a simpler definition as the expression of God's inexhaustible love independent of man. Permit me to amplify that definition a little by saying that grace, as an expression of God's inexhaustible love independent of man, is a dynamic force that activates all of heaven's resources and applies them to our lives to transform us, starting from salvation and onwards. So by grace, God's power saves us. God's power keeps us. God's power delivers us, enables us, sanctifies us, and will eventually glorify us, all by grace. And you see, while not too many people can so boldly say it plainly, some of our ideas, attitudes, and practices, unfortunately, show quite a number of times in our lives that we have slipped into the ungodly idea, this devilish perversion that taints our perception of truth, and we begin to think to ourselves that God's grace is not sufficient. Somewhere deep down in the core of man, man is wired with an innate desire to put effort into a venture to produce a result. And so the concept of grace doesn't easily flow with our thinking as human beings. So sometimes we turn ourselves into helpers of God, God's big uncles and God's big aunties. And sometimes we even quote the non-existent scripture, heaven helps those who help themselves. So we think that grace is somewhat just not enough. We think that somewhere grace is just not effective enough. And we think that grace is just not powerful enough. In the words of Paul to the Galatians, Galatians chapter 3, Galatians chapter 5, many start well, but then they become hindered by strange ideas to the point of practically falling from grace. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, from verse 7 to 10, presents to us another interesting passage of scripture that describes an experience in the life of Apostle Paul, again, which is very, very instructive and relevant to our topic this morning. In a very difficult situation in the apostle's life, filled with severe difficulties, intense persecutions, deep distress, and even human weakness, Paul prayed to the Lord. And the summary of God's response to him was this: Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. And today, we can learn the same lesson as the Holy Spirit communicated to Paul then. God's grace is sufficient. John chapter 1 and verse 14, it says, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Then verse 16 of the same John chapter 1 says, of his fullness have all we received grace for grace. Which really means that we have received an accumulation of grace, heaped and aggregated grace, a superabundance of grace, an unlimited supply of grace. Each day of our lives, we are recipients of God's exceeding grace. It is grace that upholds our salvation. It is grace that gives us victory in temptation. It is grace that draws us into communion in prayer and intimacy with God. It is grace that makes us useful for service in God's vineyard. It is grace that gives us specific gifts, and it is also grace that enables our gifts to function in the Spirit. If I may say it this way, grace is the very atmosphere in which we breathe. Romans chapter 5 and verse 17 calls it an abundance of grace. Ephesians 2 and verse 7 calls it the riches of His grace. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 10 calls it the manifold grace of God. The many-sided, multifaceted, multicolored, multivariegated grace of God. God's grace is more than sufficient for our every need. Let me close by telling you a short story. It's told of C.H. Spurgeon. Riding home one evening after a heavy day's work and feeling weary and depressed. And then this verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 came to his mind. My grace is sufficient for you. And it is said that in his mind, he immediately compared himself to a little fish in the River Thames. Worried that by drinking water from the river each day, he may drink the water till it became dry. And then he came to him, drink away, little fish, my stream is sufficient for you. And then he thought of a little mouse in one of the barns that Joseph had built in Egypt, who was afraid that maybe by eating every day he will exhaust the supplies and then eventually starve to death. But then he thought of Joseph coming along to say to him, cheer up, little mouse. My storehouse is sufficient for you. And then he thought of a man climbing a very high mountain to reach the top and wondering maybe he would exhaust all the oxygen in the atmosphere. And then he imagined the voice of the Creator booming out from heaven saying, breathe, oh man, and fill your lungs. My atmosphere is sufficient for you. God's grace is more than sufficient for our every need. And so it's my earnest desire that the Holy Spirit will impress upon our hearts this wonderful reality and draw us into depths of relationship with God that will cause us to trust in the sufficiency of His grace and bring to us the increasing awareness of the extent of this truth, liberating us into glorious experiences of the depths of the riches of His grace. Amen.